This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation involved in a great struggle right now against the Axis of Resistance, so-called. That is the group of militias and terrorist groups associated with the Islamic Republic, so-called, of Iran. We'll be talking with Ralph Peters, longtime Army intelligence officer and an expert on foreign policy, who writes as clearly and forcefully as anyone I know on issues of national security. He has several new pieces that deserve attention, one called The Russian Way of War, the other just posted on the Hoover Institution website, is Reinventing Punitive Expeditions. What do you do to try to keep the Red Sea and adjacent waters safe for international commerce while struggling to contain an epidemic of Iran-backed violence? We'll be speaking about that with Lieutenant Colonel Peters, retired, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, there are two big issues that at least have some tangential connection with one another. The issue of the impeachment of Alejandro, I'm even blocking his name, Mayorkas. Thank you, Alejandro Mayorkas, the very controversial Secretary of Homeland Security. He is facing articles of impeachment, which probably won't win a majority in the House of Representatives because the Republican majority is so thin, and I don't know of any Democrats yet who have voted to favor the impeachment of Mayorkas. The Wall Street Journal had an editorial about this, which we talked about on the air a couple of days ago, which basically said the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas accomplishes nothing, nothing at all. And meanwhile, we also have another indication of a Congress that can't win a majority on anything concerning what had been negotiated between Republicans and Democrats as a compromise on border security. The Wall Street Journal and many other conservative sources. The Wall Street Journal has an editorial that says a border security bill worth passing. And yet the Speaker of the House today did a press conference, Speaker Mike Johnson, and he has decided to turn against this bill, which basically was granting a yes on a whole range of border security actions that Republicans in the past had favored. Including new emergency border restrictions, major changes to asylum to make it more difficult to reach asylum, a growing use of alternatives to detention to keep people out of the country, and if necessary, to deport them. And there's a great deal in this bill to make immigration tougher. But this is what Speaker Johnson had to say about it in his press conference earlier today. This is clip 19.
If you don't have a secure border, you don't have safety, you don't have security, and you don't have sovereignty. And the Republicans simply cannot vote for the bill in good conscience. And that is why I declared it dead on arrival, and it looks like right now it may be in some jeopardy. It may be on life support in the Senate. We welcome that development, because this is a matter that must be addressed in a manner that that actually solves the problem. We have been urging from day one, literally the day that I took the gavel in late October, been urging the Senate, urging the White House to consider the provisions of H.R. 2. Why? Because our Secure the Border Act has the necessary components to solve the problem. We restore Remain in Mexico. We end catch and release. We reformed the asylum broken system, the broken parole process and policy this administration has been pursuing, and we built wall. Those things are necessary to solve the problem, and everybody knows it. It's not Republican talking points. It's the objective fact.
Okay. One of the Republicans who objected to that objective fact is Ken Buck, who, together with Tom McClintock of California, Ken Buck is leaving the House of Representatives at the end of his term this term, but he is from Colorado. He spoke to Anderson Cooper of CNN about the proclamation by Speaker Johnson that the border bill was dead on arrival. This is clip 13.
And I think it's, frankly, Anderson, irresponsible to say that something is dead on arrival when we haven't even seen the final product from the Senate. We have to have a starting place, and this bill may be the starting place to try to deal with the border crisis. I want to look at the bill more carefully. I want to try to improve the bill to the point where we can pass it in the Senate and in the House.
Do you think, I mean, are you saying your House colleagues have been irresponsible by saying it's dead in the Senate, dead on arrival?
I think it's irresponsible to say something is dead on arrival that you don't even know what's in it because it hasn't passed the Senate. Yes, yes.
This was Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the U.S. Senate, also responding to Speaker Johnson. This was on Morning Joe with Mika Brzezinski, clip 6.
Yeah, I say to Speaker Johnson, don't let the 30 hard right people in the House who are extreme. They wanted us to default. They wanted the government not to pay its debts. They wanted us, the government to shut down. They're extremists. And they're running your show. Do the right thing. You know what the right thing to do is. You know we need to fix our border. You know that it has to be bipartisan. The bill that you passed didn't get a single Democratic vote in the House or the Senate. How are you going to get anything done? Or do you just want to make a speech? As you admittedly say, the border is, you say the border's in chaos. Do something about it. Don't just politically posture.
And here is President Biden, who spoke on this bipartisan national security supplemental bill about why it was necessary. Clip 21A.
For much too long, as you all know, the immigration system has been broken. It's long past time to fix it. That's why months ago I instructed my team to begin negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators to seriously and finally fix our immigration system. For months now, that's what they've done, working round the clock, through the holidays, over the weekends. It's been an extraordinary effort by Senators Lankford, Murphy, and Sinema. The result of all this hard work is a bipartisan agreement that represents the most fair, humane reforms in our immigration system in a long time, and the toughest set of reforms to secure the border ever.
And what happens to this bill? It is unclear. It may or may not be tied to the impeachment articles against Alejandro Mayorkas. But the idea that there is a tough immigration bill that does in it so many reforms that Republicans have pushed for years but have never gotten Democrats to agree to. And now the Democrats do agree. And because, and a number of people said that Steve Daines, the senator from North Dakota, has said that the reason that Republicans can't support this is because it's such an important election issue to use. In other words, if this is a crisis, and I believe it's accurate to say that it is, I mean, when the U.S. National Guard, Federal National Guard, and the Texas National Guard and Federal Border Patrol are close to having conflict with one another, yes, it's a crisis. So the idea that we're going to put this off in order to play politics, I'm not sure that works. You can't also play politics with the situation worldwide. We're going to be speaking with Ralph Peters and about what exactly Biden is doing right or wrong in dealing with Iran. And what about the Russian way of war and how to counteract it? We'll get to that with Ralph Peters coming up on The Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show, always honored to have back to the show Ralph Peters. Ralph is a prize-winning, best-selling novelist and the author of many innovative works on strategy and security. He's a retired U.S. Army officer and a former enlisted soldier, and his unusual career took him from Moscow to Mandalay and from the Middle East to Latin America. He has a new piece just posted at the Hoover Institution website about reinventing punitive expeditions, which has to do with how the United States is responding to the challenges to international commerce and to international security by the Houthi rebels in Yemen who are affiliated with Iran, and the bigger problem of containing Iran itself and their ally, Russia. Ralph, pleased to speak with you. Do you believe that the U.S. strikes against the Houthis and against the Iranian militias and affiliated terrorists have been effective, and that they will help to lead to a resolution of the dangers in the Middle East?
Well, Michael, whether they're effective or not depends on what your expectations are. If you really wanted to make a significant change, if you really want to get an enemy's attention, you got to kill people. And there are some people that just need killing. We can have trouble accepting that. So my biggest concern about the strikes thus far, and we don't know all the details, and our assumptions could be wrong, but it appears to this former soldier that our targeteers really were very concerned with not killing too many of our enemies. They don't want to kill too many Iranians or any Iranians, et cetera, et cetera. So we hit places at night. We hit places, ammunition dumps, headquarters, intelligence outposts. They all matter. But ammunition can be replaced. An outpost can be reestablished. You can dust yourself off. The one thing that is absolutely decisive is killing your enemy until they're not there anymore. And, you know, I'm not a fan of ex-President Trump, but he did one really good thing, a gutsy thing for whatever reason. He authorized the killing of General Soleimani, the head of the Iranian Republican Guards. That got their attention. And, Michael, there are so many complex issues here, but I try to boil it down to our fickle, lunatic morality, and nobody's been able to explain this to me, Michael. For almost a half century, I've been asking people, why is it moral, why is it perfectly acceptable to kill a private who may not even want to be there, but it's not acceptable to kill the national leader or the general who sent him there? Now, why is that? I mean, we all killed. Of course, you know, 20 privates got killed, no big deal. One, you know, when Soleimani got killed, it wasn't Iranians, just Iranians complaining. It was Westerners saying, oh, how could you do that? That's bad. It's going to be more trouble. We don't assassinate people. Well, war and conflict short of war, such as what we're seeing with the Houthis in the Red Sea right now, it's not about little tit for tats. It's not about making the enemy run out of machine gun ammunition for 48 hours. If you want to play in the big leagues, you got to be willing to kill people. I'm not just a warmonger. I'm telling you the facts of history. If you go to war, you're going to lose.
Wouldn't that answer to your question, which is a great question, of course, about why it's considered moral and appropriate to kill a private who's conscripted into the army, whereas the person who is the leader of the state, the Vladimir Putin or the Grand Ayatollah, is because they'll hit back at you in the same way. In other words, the President Biden doesn't want to make a decision that's going to lead to somebody taking out Antony Blinken. He doesn't want to make a lead that's going to lead to someone taking out Lloyd Austin or him. And in other words, isn't that a legitimate fear that that if you do take out a prominent leader, for instance, taking out Vladimir Putin, what would be the reaction to that?
Well, I don't think that's an extreme case, but the reaction, there might be quite a lot of happy Russian oligarchs. But, you know, Michael, the idea that we should be controlled by fear is a prescription for losing. Don't take counsel. Don't be afraid of things that haven't happened, probably will not happen. Don't worst case every last thing. Sometimes you can't put fear into your enemies. We're afraid, well, they might assassinate a cabinet member or a general or blah, blah. Hey, guys, you want to play in the big leagues, you've got to bring a big bat. And, you know, it's kind of the reverse question. Well, wait a minute. We're willing to risk our privates or our sergeants or our captains or our lieutenants, but we're not willing to risk Anthony Blinken? I mean, it's... I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I always tell people about the Middle East and now about the whole world. Never assign blame to a conspiracy theory for anything that can be explained by incompetence. And that's certainly what I all too often see. I see our national leaders. You saw way back in 2004 in Fallujah, and many a time since then, our forces are on the verge of winning a battle or winning a campaign, and the press starts bemoaning the enemy's casualties, and oh, it's a bloodbath. Oh, civilians are dying. Hey, dude, this is war, and we didn't start it. And the same thing goes for the Israelis right now. I'm sorry for the massive loss of life in Gaza, but the events when Hamas attacked that pop concert, the electronic music concert, when they came across the border intending to rape and slaughter. Now that's why there's fighting in Gaza today. It's not because the Israelis did something bad. The Israelis, oh God, they were at a music festival. And Hamas comes back and slaughters them. And now we have people sticking up for Hamas. And just by the way, I believe in immigration. I believe that anybody from anywhere in the world can become a good American if they play the game, if they learn English, if they obey the laws, if they contribute. But I also think that it's fair criticism to say to any ethnic group, that's any recent arrivals, that are out protesting, oh, this shouldn't be happening overseas, you guys shouldn't do that. Hey, dude, leave that stuff at home. If you want to come to the United States of America, leave the old hatreds at home. We're not going to fight your battles for you. We're not going to refight history. We're not going to refight the last 5,000 years for you. And my sympathy is, even though I don't agree with everything Israel does, my sympathy is with Israel, because ultimately Israel wants peace and survival, and Hamas wants to kill every Jew.
I'm talking to Ralph Peters. We'll talk about reinventing punitive expeditions and the Russian way of war, how to confront it, and more with Ralph Peters.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court rejected Donald Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution on charges that he plotted to overturn the 2020 election. They handed the former president an expected defeat that he suggested he would contest at the Supreme Court. Jennifer Crumbly's been convicted on all charges in her landmark involuntary manslaughter trial in Michigan. She's the mother of Ethan Crumbly, who fatally shot 4 classmates and wounded 7 others. Both Jennifer and her husband James faced 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, with prosecutors prosecutors alleging they overlooked signs of their son's mental health challenges. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is currently in the Middle East to advance the framework of a hostage release agreement.
We put forward, as you know, a serious proposal that is aimed at not simply repeating the previous agreement, but expanding it.
Blinken held discussions with Egypt's president. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, there was one detail. It's more than a detail. It's a very important number, actually. Talking with Ralph Peters, best-selling novelist of really incomparable Civil War novels that are very specific, taking you through the entire course of the conflict. And then an Army intelligence officer and a foreign policy expert. We were talking before about Hamas and taking Hamas out of the picture. The Israel Defense Forces released yesterday the estimate that they so far have either killed or taken prisoner 20,000 of Hamas fighters, of 30,000 estimated fighters they had total, which, by the way, also explains those numbers you hear all the time from the Hamas health officials saying that there are 26 or 27,000 Palestinians who have been killed. They specifically don't make a distinction between civilians and combatants. So that if both those numbers are accurate, let's say for the sake of argument, then the majority of the people in Gaza who have been killed in the Israeli assault have been Hamas combatants and fighters and terrorists. Speaking of terrorists and the terror of the moment in which we live, the situation in Ukraine, the need for U.S. ammunition and more support from the West is so acute. Are you surprised at all, Ralph Peters, to see our government paralyzed and unable to give the support that we need to give?
Michael, I'm shocked. I really don't think any political event, at least not since Kennedy's assassination, in this country, it shocked me the way Republicans are openly supporting Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, supporting Putin's policies. And the Ukrainians are fighting to be Europeans. They're fighting to be Westerners. They're fighting for freedom. They're fighting for the rule of law. And we don't care. Now certainly some Republicans do care, especially in the Senate. But you have this group of pro-Putin, and that they are that, pro-Putin, no exaggeration, J.D. Vance, pro-Putin. They're supporting a dictator, a bloodthirsty tyrant, who invaded a neighbor just trying to get better after the Soviet terror from the better part of a century. And I'm really at a loss for words. But how can we not? I mean, the Ukrainians are fighting our fight. Putin is he's declared himself our enemy. He has declared himself. I was there. We wanted to get along with the Russians. We wanted a new era of peace and understanding, blah, blah, in the 1990s. Instead, we got Putin. Now, again, it's not just a question of morality and supporting people who are fighting our fight against totalitarianism, against Putin, the Ukrainians, but it's also very practical. If the Ukrainians are willing to fight Putin, who's our sworn enemy, and we don't have to send a single American young man or woman in uniform into the fight, that's a pretty good deal. And I know some Republicans are trying to sell the idea, well, it's too expensive to help Ukrainians. Oh, yeah, well, wait till Putin takes Ukraine and then moves on the rest of NATO, or the Baltic Republics, for instance, and then you have a real war. I mean, this adoration of Putin is inexplicable. But then we have in this Republicans all party also the fellow travelers who are just, you know, Trump doesn't like Ukrainians, so Ukrainians are bad. And then you'll have the ludicrous charge, oh, Ukraine's corrupt. Oh, well, you know, they're fighting against corruption. They're trying to stamp it out after the Soviets utterly corrupted their society. You know, you don't like corruption? Well, then how can you support Putin, the most corrupt regime on the Eurasian landmass?
And a regime that, as you put it, is following the traditional, going back three centuries or more, Russian way of war.
Yes.
How do we counteract the Russian way of war?
You counteract by helping Ukraine, by helping anyone who is attacked by Russia. Because in this Ukrainian conflict, it's getting very dangerous. Because Russia usually, almost all of their major wars, almost all their wars, they get off to a bad start. They perform poorly. There's been such corruption. Uniforms are missing. Tank parts are missing. But over the course, as wars become longer, the Russians do learn their lessons, and they get better. I mean, the Russian army, when Putin invaded, when Hitler, same difference, but when Hitler invaded in 1941, the Soviet army, the Red Army, was an absolute mess for a variety of reasons. I actually held in my hand the overlay on which Molotov-Ribbentrop divided Poland. It was in a Russian archive back when we were still open to help to working with each other.
Yes, that was a non-aggression pact between Russia and Germany.
Yeah, and the border they drew was, it's a crude border, just not accurate, or an overlay. But at any rate, the op orders that I saw from 1941, even 42, for the Red Army were crude. You'd flunk out of command and general staff college in the United States. By mid-war, they were pretty professional. By the end of the war, after 4 years of war, the Russian op orders were models that we could learn from. They were absolutely scrupulously, brilliantly done. And the point here is simply that as this war drags on, every day it drags on is to Russia's advantage. Russia has almost four times the population, a much bigger economy. They've got the military-industrial plants. Ukraine has some, but not enough. And, you know, by the way, we owe Ukraine because we're the ones that pressured Ukraine to give up their nuclear weapons back in the early 90s when the Soviet Union came apart. And the Ukrainians gave them up because we promised, the Europeans promised, essentially to protect them. And everybody forgets that. I mean, Ukrainians have struggled to do everything right. They've pushed with the Orange Revolution and their other efforts. They pushed the the Soviet legacy out. They pushed Putin's people out. They're fighting for democracy. They're fighting for what we stood for in 1775 and 1776. The Ukrainians, those guys, they're not professional soldiers. Few of them are. They're the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord. And how these United States can turn our backs over chump, political chump change, a small, relatively a tiny part of our budget, how we can turn our backs on those brave patriots fighting our fight for us for some minor political advantage here at home. You know, I have to say, for their fealty to Putin, for their support of Putin, the Republicans deserve the most biggest landslide defeat in American political history. This is disgraceful. Ronald Reagan, the party of Ronald Reagan.
Today is Reagan's birthday.
Great American.
And today is Reagan's birthday, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's ironic.
Cry in heaven.
Well, it's ironic that this is the day that they're declaring this supplemental that it enhances border security at the same time that it provides very much needed ammunition for the Ukrainians and other crucial support for Taiwan and for Israel. And the idea that this is being blocked as a political stunt, look, it's problematic. You can read most recent commentary by Ralph Peters, Reinventing Punitive Expeditions. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. The House is set to vote on whether to impeach the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Speaker Mike Johnson said it will happen tonight, despite fears that holdouts and absences could set up a nail-biter vote. We'll give you the very latest on that and more coming up on The MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, breaking news, according to The Hill, Senate Republicans have been under heavy pressure from former President Trump, and they will block a procedural motion to begin debate on the bipartisan border security deal this week. That leaves the funding for the war in Ukraine in limbo for the foreseeable future. Instead of turning to the border bill, the House is set to vote on whether to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security. Given the fact that he, number one, if he is impeached, there is zero chance that there will be 67 senators. That's what they need. To remove him from office, they need to get 67 senators to vote to remove him from office. There are only 49 Republican senators. Even if you get every single Republican to vote to remove Alejandro Mayorkas, he wins! Which is one of the reasons that no other cabinet member in the whole history of the Republic has ever been voted impeached and removed from office, impeached and convicted. The in Nevada, President Trump, where they're holding today, they have a Nevada primary in which I don't believe President Trump is on the ballot. Nikki Haley is, but she is not on the ballot for the caucuses that come up in Nevada next week, which are more important because they determine delegates. In any event, in Nevada today, Trump said Americans should blame him. Oh, we have the audio? Well, by all means, let's hear it from the former and wannabe future president.
And I'll fight it all the way. I noticed a lot of the senators, are trying to say respectfully they're blaming it on me. I said, that's okay. Please blame it on me. Please.
He wants them to blame him for sabotaging the deal on the border so that he can campaign on the issue. In other words, what he doesn't recognize, of course, is that if we are going to have the campaign fought out on this issue, and the border is still in terrible shape because there's been no major change and there's been no major reform, President Trump wants to campaign on the idea that he was such a standout in stopping a bill that could have actually made the situation better. Wall Street Journal has an editorial, a border security bill worth passing. Do Republicans want to better secure the U.S. border? Or do they want to keep what has become an open sore festering for another year as an election issue? That's the choice presented to Congress this week with the rollout of the Senate's bipartisan border security bill, and we'll soon learn what the GOP really wants. By any honest reckoning, this is the most restrictive migrant legislation in decades, writes the Journal. Previous immigration talks have involved trading security measures for legalizing more immigrants. There is little of the latter in this bill. Nothing for nearly all the dreamers who were brought here illegally as children. No general pathway to citizenship or green cards for most illegal immigrants entering in the U.S. This is almost entirely, writes the Wall Street Journal, a border security bill. And its provisions include longtime GOP priorities that the party's restrictionists could never have passed only a few months ago. Republicans demanded border measures last year as the price for passing military aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Pacific allies. Democrats resisted at first, but later agreed to negotiate and have made concessions that are infuriating the open borders left. Will Republicans now abandon what they claim to want? Most important, the bill rewrites the standard and process for granting asylum in the U.S. Under current law and practice, migrants cross the border, turn themselves in to Border Patrol agents, and then claim asylum. If they pass the deliberately low bar for claiming credible fear of persecution, they are given a date for a future asylum hearing and released into the U.S. The wait can take years, and many never show up. This is the policy that has become known as catch and release. The new bill raises the bar for that initial border screening for credible fear to a reasonable possibility of persecution. Toughening the asylum standard was a victory of the Trump administration, but a statutory change is needed to make it permanent. Migrants will have to show they couldn't have moved elsewhere in their own country to avoid persecution before seeking refuge in the U.S. The bill also includes an expedited review process for asylum with a stay or deport decision within 90 to 180 days. No more waiting for years. There's money for 50,000 detention beds while migrants are awaiting review. If there are more migrants arriving than can be detained, the overflow will be enrolled in mandatory alternatives to detention programs that use tools such as ankle bracelets or reporting curfews. No more catch and release without consequences. All of this is appropriate. And when it comes to the situation with immigration, it's very, very difficult to hear Senator Lankford, who is the chief Republican negotiator who helped to negotiate this deal, speaking to Jake Tapper about the border deal. This is clip 12.
Running for president, and so he's trying to be able to manage that, and obviously a chaotic border is helpful to him in the process on that. If Donald Trump was president right now, let me be very clear, we would not have the chaotic border that we have right now. Joe Biden is not enforcing the border, even not just like Donald Trump, not like Barack Obama. We have six times more people crossing the border now than we had under Barack Obama. So this president's clearly not enforcing the border. But for Donald Trump, he's focused on the campaign. I'm the lead Republican on the Homeland Security Border Management Committee, and so my focus is the national security focus. I'm going to do whatever I can to be able to secure the nation as fast as I can, regardless of election cycles. This is something Americans are looking for and have asked for a very long time. We have got to be able to secure the border. Yes, it's going to have to be bipartisan. It's the United States Senate. It always has to be bipartisan. So let's work together to be able to figure out where we can find common ground and actually solve an issue. We'll solve as much as we can, then start working on the next level.
Okay, I think that Senator Lankford has done an outstanding job, and it's interesting. The other two personnel, Senator Murphy from Connecticut and Senator Sinema from Arizona, who still hasn't made a decision in her announcement. She not only can't decide whether she's Republican or Democrat, she's an independent in the U.S. Senate, but she can't decide whether she's running again, which would be because that would be a three-way race in Arizona, which I think Senator Sinema has little chance of winning. But with all of this going on, the Wall Street Journal says if Republicans reject this bill, they will hand Democrats an argument that the GOP wants border chaos that they can exploit as a campaign issue. The chaos will continue for at least another year. Republicans may think they can write a better law if Mr. Trump wins in November, but don't count on it. Democrats will again demand much more in return. If Republicans pass up this rare chance at border reform, they may not get a better one. And we're going to be speaking this coming hour to honor President Reagan's birthday. Yes, it is his birthday, and there's a very touching, very moving, very profound article done by John West of the Discovery Institute, who we'll be speaking to about Reagan as a person of faith, who not only cared about his personal walk of faith, but cared about spreading the good news of a belief in a higher power that guides and shelters America, spreading that to people to whom he was close. We'll also speak to J.D. Tusile, who asks an unanswerable question. If Americans are so unhappy with the politicians that we have, why are we going to be voting virtually all of them back into office? Congress and the leading presidential candidates are wildly unpopular, but don't expect new faces, he says. Don't we deserve better in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.